And now let's join Alex Stone from ABC News. Alex, it's John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Hi, John. Doing well. How are you?
Alex, have you been to that greasy spoon called the Billy Goat in Chicago?
You know, I was just thinking about it, and I feel like I have. I don't know why I feel like I have, but is it a place I should remember?
Yes and no. It's the place they sort of made fun of on Saturday Night Live. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger chips. That place still exists, and it's right below us here.
Yeah, I think I probably have been there then. I remember dropping by in the studios and then folks saying, go down and get something to eat. I feel like I have been there, but I'd have to see it.
You might have had a drink, too. A cold one.
Probably more than a drink, but yeah.
Are you in New York or Washington?
L.A.
Oh, L.A. Where would be the place then if I was in L.A. and I went to, I don't know, KABC or whatever? What's the place downtown that you go famously to get a sandwich and a soda?
You know, there's a couple of delis that you can go to. One famously that Larry King hangs out at. But it depends on where you are in the city. We're such a spread out city. Where our studios are for ABC News, we're in Glendale. There's really not a lot around here. Not a lot of folks hang out in downtown unless you're going to a basketball game or something else at Staples Center. There's just, you know, Hollywood's got its place. Sherman Oaks has its place. Studio City, Glendale, Burbank. It's just so spread out here.
Yeah, I think that's a part of the experience we don't have in Chicago, do we? I mean, Chicago's not a small town, but my impression of L.A. is that it's that. It takes forever to get anywhere, and everybody just sort of accepts that, huh?
Yeah, I'm only maybe 5 miles away from downtown, but if I had to go somewhere, I would leave an hour before I've got to get there.
It
takes forever to get anywhere, and everything is based on time here, not on distance. I live from our studios about 26 miles away, but you don't tell people you live 26 miles. You live about an hour and a half to 2 hours away. You do everything based on time here.
Do you like it out there?
Oh, I love it. It's great. It's a little rainy today. We've got strong storms coming through, but it's a great place to live.
What's happening with Toys R Us, Alex?
Well, so a lot of movement today, and the reason we're covering it out here in L.A. is that, as we know, that they are shutting down. The liquidation sales were expected to begin today. Toys R Us has put that on hold. They're not saying why. They say likely the liquidation sales will begin tomorrow, and that's when you'll be able to walk into one of the 735 stores shutting down and get a good deal. Now, you're going to have to move quickly because all the experts say that very quickly the top toys are going to be gone. The Toys R Us stores, for the most part, have not been getting shipments of new toys in the last month or so, knowing that this was the direction that they're going in. So some of those big toys may already be gone. But now the question is there going to be a saving grace? Here in L.A., in the Van Nuys area of L.A., there is a company that's a very big company in the toy industry, MGA Entertainment. They're behind the Bratz dolls of years past. They're behind a big doll right now called LOL Surprise Dolls, which if you have elementary age girls, that no doubt they want these things where they don't know what they're going to get until they crack them open and there's a surprise toy on the inside. Well, he is now trying to make an unsolicited bid for Toys R Us to keep half of those 735 stores open. And the way he is proposing to do this, he says that he has pledged, along with other investors, $200 million. Now, through crowdfunding, they're trying to get another $800 million to make it a $1 billion bid to acquire Toys R Us, to convince a bankruptcy court. But can he get $800 million from you and me and every person who likes Toys R Us across the country to try to keep it open? That's going to be a tough feat.
Would I get a share of stock then?
No, but you do get a deal. Now, this is very much in his style. His name is Isaac Larian, and he's a pretty colorful character in the toy industry. He's the one that went up against some other big companies in trying to defend Bratz dolls years ago, and does a lot of trash talking in the toy industry against other companies. That if you pledge money, that then he's got different levels of what you're going to get of his toys. Now, if you give $50 to $99, you get a special edition Num Noms toy, which is a collectible toy brand that they've got in their toy line. You give $499, you get a special edition LOL surprise toy. $500 to $1,000 gets you a special edition, the Little Tykes Cozy Coupe. You remember that old toy that is a little toddler car that they ride around in?
Yeah.
Then you give more than that, and you can get your name on a store. If it does a grand reopening, that you would get a grand reopening Toys R Us party in your honor. I mean, he's playing this on his behalf and in his behalf, that it is pumping up his toy lines. But he has been a big proponent for a long time of keeping Toys R Us open. Many of the toys that his company sells, they are sold at Toys R Us. He says it is a showroom for toys, something that Amazon can't do, that other online retailers can't do. And he says as a toy company, they need Toys R Us to stay open so that kids and parents will walk in. They may not buy at Toys R Us. They may buy online, but at least they can see the toys and they can play with them there in the store.
I want brick-and-mortar stores, particularly things like that, tactile stores, toy stores, you know, things that you really benefit from seeing, playing with, touching, feeling. I want them to succeed. I don't see the pendulum going that way. Has anybody ever generated that much money in a crowdfunding scheme?
No, this would be somewhat unprecedented. He's got the hashtag today of Save Toys R Us. 31,000 employees are potentially going to be out of work here in the next couple of weeks because of this, once they shut down the liquidations, if, in fact, they really do begin tomorrow. But he says he thinks it's worth it. He's trying to convince people today with this hashtag, with this campaign, to give their money to try to back what he's got these investors doing.
How would this make
keep Toys R Us alive?
How would this make the stores profitable? They're on the market right now for a reason. What would change if we all said, okay, we'll prop them up for a while? They have to be profitable, and evidently they're not.
Yeah, that's a good question, and that they would be pretty much in the same locations where they are now, that
yeah.
He would be doing reopenings of half of those stores in neighborhoods that are already there. He claims that they could make them more profitable. Now, no doubt if he owns a big chunk of it, that MGA Entertainment, that they are going to have a big part of that store, and Mattel and Hasbro and everybody else will be kind of out of luck, companies that he's gone to battle against in the past. But, you know, more than anything, this may be a PR move that he is doing, that he sees this as an opportunity. But he does have a point there, that as a maker of a product, that there is a need for that brick-and-mortar store. But in today's world, can they succeed? You know, it was only two nights ago. My wife, we were ordering something for a three-year-old and for a birthday, and my wife, I said, I can go and pick it up at Toys R Us or anywhere else. And she said, no, it's just easier. We'll just get it on Amazon. It's just so much easier, even though you know you can go down the street and get it, that you go on your app and through one-click buying, you hit buy, and it shows up 2 days later. That is something that the retailers have got to figure out if they're going to survive, some way to get around.
Alex Stone from ABC News in Los Angeles. All right, Alex, fascinating. Really fun to talk about. Let's visit on this again, maybe down the road a little bit here.
You got it. Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Have a good day. We appreciate your time.